Good morning, Orville. Today is Thursday, 17th of March, and in studio are Andrea and Yahalom. Right now it's hazy with 24 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is clear with some clouds. Temperature range should be from lowest 24 to highest 30 degrees Celsius, and heat index should be on 33 degrees Celsius. Easterly winds would be blowing with 15 to 19 kilometers per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, and 89% of it is illuminated. Full moon is on Saturday, 19th of March, with it's the closest distance to the Earth. And that's why it's coming on us quite strong. On Sunday, at spring equinox, light will take a full charge of the celestial actions. In the northern hemisphere, that day was celebrated as the beginning of new growth, the spring. At 8 p.m. on Saturday, at Pitanga Cultural Center, and on Sunday, 20th of March, the Auroville Choir will sing a concert of Celtic songs conducted by Nuria. During the concert, the roof terrace above the concert hall will be kept accessible for the public, but small children will only be allowed to the terrace if they are accompanied by the parents. At Kalabumi tomorrow between 7 to 10 p.m., we have a last chance for this year to see some performing artists of Auroville at Open Stage Cabaret. Drupad, mime artist, will make animation between the performances inside the public, and Surya will sketch what is happening on the stage. Lydia will investigate the first cycle of the amphitheater and let inspiration decide about it. Her creation will be lighted. At Savitri Bhavan on Saturday at 5 p.m., Richard Hart will talk about the eternal yes from Savitri, the epic affirmation. On 19th of March, we can take a full moon walk around the sacred mountain at Tiruvannamalai. Trip is organized by ATC, costs 250 rupees, and you need to book it on 944-3617-193. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see tonight at 8 p.m. French film Right Now, made in France in 2004 by director Benoît Jacquot, and it is drama in French with English subtitles. And on Saturday, at the same place and time, we can see an international film, The Stoning of Soraya, made in USA in 2008 by director Cyrus Novrastev. And this one is also drama in Persian English with English subtitles. It's set in 1986 in Iran, at the start of Khomeini's reign. The film tells us the true story of Soraya, whose husband plots to have her falsely accused of adultery so he can divorce her and marry a younger girl. French journalist Fridoun is pulled into Soraya's tragic story when he meets a desperate woman named Zara, who relates the story about Soraya, her niece. On Sunday at Children's Film, there's no film scheduled for this Sunday, but at Silent Film Festival at Cine Club at 8 p.m. on Sunday, we can see The Passion of Joan of Arc, made in France in 1928 by director Carl Theodore Dreyer, and it is drama, history, biography, silent. At the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Nivas tomorrow at 7:30, we can see Hugo och Josephine, directed by Kjell Grede in Sweden. It was made in 1967. Josephine is a six-year-old girl who lives isolated in the countryside where her father is a priest. She has no friends until she meets Hugo. He's a carefree boy who rather walks in the forest than goes to school. Together with the gardener, they make up a fun things to do. It's hard to imagine anybody not being caught up in the spell of this small, gentle masterpiece about two children, their private kingdom of nature, and their relationship with the wise giant of a gardener. We will see our original Swedish version with English subtitles. At Eco Film Club in Sadana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see a documentary, Leap of Faith, Explorations in Swarji. And directly after the film, you can ask some questions to the director, Shami Nanda. The film was made in 2007 and it is in Hindi and English with English subtitles. The film explores the lives of three families who are making sustainable choices by allowing the children to learn naturally at home, self-healing, and doing organic farming in three different cities in India. The film also takes its inspiration from Fukuoka's ideas of do nothing and extend it to our daily lives. After the movie, you are welcome to join us for a free vegan dinner and a jam session. Bus service to Eco Film Club departs Solar Creature at 6 p.m. and return from Sadana Forest at 10 p.m. Today between 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Auroville Cafeteria, Dr. Nandita Shah with a Healthy Kitchen presents cooking class with the title Just Desserts. So, if you are vegan, you know what it feels like not to be able to get any desserts in most restaurants. Well, there is a way out. Learn how to make your own. Not only will they be vegan, but they will also be healthy, wholesome, and cholesterol-free. And on the menu today are walnut and spice cake, magic chocolate cake, raw cake, carrot halva, and ice cream. Leap up in our heart of humanhood, O miracle, O flame, passion flower of the nameless, bout of the mystical name, O Sri Aurobindo. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroradio.org.